If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, Mike Wilbon joins us, co-host of Pardon the Interruption, longtime Post columnist and colleague of John Feinstein, but joining us right now on the Rood Guest Hotline, Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Barry's Valuga from the Washington Post, who, of course, worked alongside John Feinstein as well. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Barry.
Doing great. How are you?
Still trying to process the news. I mean, it was just out of the blue yesterday. We got a text in the early afternoon, and I'm sure you got it right around the same time we did, that John had suddenly passed. So, I mean, on top of Pete Medhurst passing recently, like it's been a rough go of things lately, right, in local sports media.
Yeah, crazy. Tony Kornheiser called me about 11 in the morning, and you know, Tony goes back with John further than I do. I mean, John first worked at the Post in 1978. Tony was there, and we definitely were just trying to process it and talk about stories, but like, how, you know, obviously he wasn't in great health, but you don't expect this. And then you start thinking about, like, as you guys have been discussing, like, your relationship with him. And mine dates back to 1993 when I was a college senior and, at Duke, and John Feinstein is teaching a sports journalism class for a semester, in a way, as a, you know, way to give back to his alma mater, which he loved. And, you know, if you're a senior in college in 1993 and you think you want to be a sports writer, or you know you want to be a sports writer, and John Feinstein walks in and is your professor, like, I can't describe. Eric was talking about, you know, being starstruck. I was like, well, this is crazy. Like, who would I pick to teach this class other than this guy? Because, you know, that's right when Season on the Brink was about the 87 Indiana team, so it's still fresh. He had written a follow-up Inside College Basketball book a couple years later. And,
great one.
You know, if you go to Duke at that time, you know, your life is college basketball. So it was so perfect. And then you go from being starstruck and you get into the meat of the class and, you know, the fundamentals he's teaching you about more reporting. He was such a great reporter, you know, getting inside and getting access and fleshing out details, and he's having you do that in class. And, you know, I wrote this morning about how many relationships he had, and that's really where I first learned it. Like, we had that class once a week, and every week, not every week, but there'd be a different guest. And, like, you know, it'd be Billy Packer or Bud Collins from the Boston Globe, the tennis guy. And then, you know, one day Maryland is down there to play Duke that night. John knows Gary Williams from his days at American University. On a game day, Gary's in the class. I talked to Gary yesterday. He's like, yeah, John had me into a class, you know, it must have been the early 90s. Like, I was like, Gary, I was in the class, man. Like, it just was like a crazy really rich experience. And at the end of that semester, you know, I'm working on the school paper and wanting to get into this profession. And John wrote me, you know, much like JP was talking about, like, he didn't have to write me a letter of recommendation. He kind of wrote not a form, makes it seem like I'm downplaying it, but he didn't want to write to 50 different individual sports editors around the country. He wrote a letter of recommendation that I could use to send to any sports editor I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to believe he had a role in getting my career started.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be forever indebted to him. You do, it is just, you do, when you see all the tributes to him and all of the people, the impactful people that he encountered, that he wrote about, that he had relationships with. I mean, this guy kept himself in company. Like, he was a titan, and the people he kept company with were titans. I mean, it was amazing. And
it's part of it. It's like, you know, we all know name droppers.
And yeah.
John, I don't think you put in the category of name dropping because
it was his life.
He had relationships with these people. Like,
yeah.
If you're writing the column after, you know, an appreciation column after John Feinstein passes, like, I knew that anybody I reached out to yesterday was going to get back to me because of who he was. And I almost had to be like, I mean, Tom Izzo's on the phone in like 5 minutes. Gary, I talked to Gary even before.
Right.
I was like, I got to call you back, man, because we were just kind of processing it. Will you have time this afternoon? Mm. You know, I wanted to make sure I reached out to some mid-major college coaches, you know, Ryan Odom at he's at VCU now, but was at UMBC, because John had such a soft spot for those stories that aren't told. Like, I think, you know, you talk about he wrote, you know, these books about major college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that believes he likes his Patriot League book better, or his,
for sure,
you know, he was working on, because he liked those stories.
He liked the underdog stuff. Yeah.
Right. And those guys so appreciated him because, you know, he didn't start writing about Ryan Odom after UMBC beat UVA. He was there on the ground floor. And Gary talked about, you know, he thought, and again, Gary knew him from his first head coaching job at American University in from 78 to 82, was that John understood what coaches went through and the challenges they faced with fan bases and administration and all that kind of stuff. And because he spoke that language, not just an X's and O's language, which he could speak to, but kind of the full body experience of being a college basketball coach, because he spoke that language, they were so willing to open up to him. And that doesn't even get to his work in golf or his work, you know, the baseball book, or he wrote a book about Tom Glavine and Mike Mussina and what it's like to be, you know, just getting in and digging in and pulling out all those details that he did with the access that he could get because of the relationships he had. That's the journalistic lesson I always took away from him.
Can you speak to the complicated nature of him? Because the way we tried to describe it, I think it's because he had such a big heart and he was so passionate about things that he would, you know, the emotion maybe sometimes would get the better, as it does all of us. And he seemed to have that kind of relationship with a lot of people, right? And that's why he was somewhat polarizing. And I think it's at the end of the day because he was such a good dude deep down.
Well, for sure. I mean, I had a complicated relationship with him. I talked about him helping get me into the business, but I mean, there were times when we wrestled, you know, he didn't like something I wrote or something I said on the radio, and it was framed the wrong way. And so we would go back and forth. Gary said, if you're looking for an argument, you know, he's a good guy to call.
That's a great line.
It's a great line.
You say that in a respectful way.
Right, yeah.
Izzo told me, like, look, you could differ with him. He was never going to move off his stance, but he would listen to your stance. John was very left-wing. Izzo's more right. They would go at it in that way, but they never lost respect for each other. I always said about John, I should have written this in the column, but in talking to, I mean, Wilbon yesterday, and he may talk about this kind of stuff, but you know, nobody more frequently mistook their own opinion for fact than John. Like, he was so dug in on what he believed, and that's admirable, and it would be frustrating sometimes, but like, you never knew, you never were worried that he was holding something back. Like, he was going to tell you, you know, how it was. And it, I mean,
this that speaks to the fearlessness, which is such a thing. Yeah.
Well, and that goes back to Season on the Brink, which was like, if a lot of people could have written that book and been like, oh my God, Bob Knight, like, allowed me into this world. I've got to soften this because, you know, he would be upset if he gave me the access
that
anybody thought that. But he didn't.
Like, kept it real.
He was like, this is how it was. Like, how am I supposed to write a book that isn't how it was? And, you know, one of the reasons that book was so successful is that he wasn't afraid that Knight would freeze him out, which Knight did afterwards for a long time. He wanted to do it unvarnished, and that's really how you got John all the time. He was unvarnished. He was going to tell you. I mean, this guy Griff Aldrich, who's the coach at Longwood, which is where John kind of had his final chapter, teaching a journalism class and being on the radio for Longwood basketball. He said, you know, he'd get texts from John after a game, like, man, that was awful to watch. Like, that, you guys look terrible. Right. And but then, you know, after a big win, it was how it was. That was, you guys played great. You've improved so much. Whatever it was, like,
unfiltered.
You didn't have to guess where you stood with John, for sure.
Yeah, I would know. I know some college coaches, and every time they lose, I give them like 3 days.
Right.
I won't ever text them after a loss. After a win, I text them that night.
Would you ever text Bray and say, well, that was awful to watch?
No.
Could you imagine?
No, that's just the balls that Feinstein had.
Yeah.
And I think he was very secure in his, you know, maybe overly so in his position in the game. And that doesn't mean he was part of college basketball. I think a lot of people in college basketball consider him part of the game. I think he would think, no, I'm a journalist. I'm outside it. But he knew he knew how strong his relationships were and how strong his reputation was, you know, not just because he, you know, knew Ryan Odom 5 years ago, but because he knew Mike Krzyzewski back when he started at Duke, or he knew Jim Valvano in the latter years of his life, or he was so rude. Like, some people cover these characters. John knew these characters. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew them inside and out. And, you know, it was just a testament to that position that, you know, I was always like, you know, amazed at how quickly he could get a phone call back from almost anybody in the sport. And, you know, a lot of sports writers, you walk into arena, you see familiar people. Like, last year I was at the ACC tournament in DC with John, and we're sitting in front of Roy Williams, who was in the first row right behind kind of our media seats. And it's not us turning to Roy. It's Roy saying, hey, John, how are you doing? Like, that conversation doesn't always go that way.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In our business, with Feinstein, particularly in college basketball, it certainly went that way.
Barry, we got to run. Great stuff.
Thank you, Barry. Really appreciate
our condolences
it.
To you.
You got too, man.
Condolences to everybody, but he's a colleague and
absolutely
amazing that he wrote your recommendation letter. That's unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Barry. Yeah, thank you, Barry. Really appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff from Barry's Verluga. A little bit later, we'll talk to Michael Wilbon from PTI, of course, longtime Washington Post colleague of John Feinstein. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.